Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Yeshua ben Rav Noach HaLevi, his neshama should have an aliyah, and Le'ilui Nishmas Maris Nami Bas Reb Zev, her neshama should have an aliyah. And Mishnah Dalet tells us Hakol Ksherim Likras Esa Megillah. Everyone's allowed to read the Megillah, which means everyone's allowed to read the Megillah and be mighty other people who need to hear it. Chutz mecheresh shaita v'katan, except for these three people. Now, cheresh usually in Mishnah is someone who's deaf mute, which means they can't hear and they can't speak. And over here, cheresh is really referring to somebody who can't hear, because if he can't speak, that means he can't read the Megillah in the first place. So someone who cannot hear, or someone who is a shaita, which doesn't necessarily mean that they're crazy or they're not 100% there, which is usually how we would translate a shaita. There's a certain halachic definition of a shaita, and a katan is a person who's under bar mitzvah. All these people are not able to read the Megillah and be mighty other people in their chayv. However, Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan, Rabbi Yehuda does allow a katan, a child who's under bar mitzvah, to read Megillah for other people. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about a number of things, including reading the Megillah, that have to be done during the day, and what's the earliest time it could be done. So the Mishnah tells us, Ein karnas ha-Megillah, one is not allowed to read the Megillah, v'loi malin, and one may not give a bris milah to a child on the eighth day, v'loi toivlin, one is not allowed to go to the mikvah if they have to do so, because they're tameh, v'loi mazin, and we can't sprinkle the mechatas on a person. Back in the times when we had the Beis HaMikdash, if a person was tameh mace, which means they touched a dead person, or they were in the same room as a dead person, so they were a very strong level of tumah, and the only way to become tahar is by being sprinkled with the mechatas, which is water that has ashes of the parah aduma mixed into it as part of their whole process of becoming tahar. V'chein shemer shem keneged yom loy titbol. Also, a woman who's a certain level of tuma, she's not allowed to go to the mikvah, ad shetan etzachama, until netzachama. And netzachama is when the first rays of the sun start shining in the sky, and that's the time we say it's definitely day outside, and all these things have to be done during the day. So we have to wait till after netzachama to do them. However, v'kulin sha'asu misha'ol amur ha-shachar, if all these were done by amur ha-shachar, which is a little bit before netz, this is when it becomes a little bit light outside, but the rays of sun haven't started shining yet. Kasher b'di'evid, it's kasher, and the person is yaitze. Now, once we mentioned a few things that have to be done during the day, we move on to Mishnah Hey, continuing to talk about things that need to be done during the day, and we're going to see that all these are allowed to be done all day. In other words, when we say that something has to be done during the day, he doesn't have to do it first thing in the morning. It's a good thing to do so, Zrizim Magdim La Mitzvahs, but the whole day is kosher to do it. So the Mishnah says, Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah, the entire day is kosher for reading the Megillah, U'L'Kriyas HaHalel, and for saying Halel, if it's Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, when we say Halel, U'L'Tkiyas Shofar, and for blowing the Shofar, if it's Rosh Hashanah, U'L'Netilas Lulav, and for shaking the Lulav, if it's Sukkos, U'L'Tfilas HaMusafin, and for davening Musaf, let's say if it's Rosh Chodesh or Yontif when we daven Musaf, we can daven the whole day, Vila Musafin, and for a Karbon Musaf, meaning when we had a Beis HaMikdash and we would bring a Karbon Musaf, that's allowed to be brought the whole day, Ulevidoy HaParim, and for the special Vidoy that's said over the Par, we had mentioned this earlier in the last Perek, if a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake in Psak and he's Iver and Avera, he has to bring a Par as a Karbon, and he has to say a special Vidoy over it, so he's allowed to say that Vidoy all day, Ulevidoy HaMeiser, and for saying Vidoy over Meiser, and what's Vidoy Meiser? So we know that there's a 7-year Shemitah cycle. And every single year, when a person has their crop, they gather in their produce, they have to give a certain type of Meiser. In years 1, 2, 4, and 5, a person has to give Meiser Sheni. In years 3 and 6, a person has to give Meiser Ani. And there's a certain point in time, during the 4th year and the 7th year, that one has to get rid of all the Meiser that they have in their house. It could be that they separated this Meiser, but they never gave it to the person whom it belongs to. And at these times, they say what's called Vidui Meiser, which is a number of psukim, and then they get rid of these maestros from their house, so that's called vidui maeser, and that's allowed to be done all day, ule vidui yom kippurim, and saying vidui on yom kippur. This is referring to the kain gadol and a number of viduyim that he says over animals on yom kippur. Furthermore, all day is kosher, lesmicha, for leaning on an animal. When a person brings a karbon, he has to lean on the animal beforehand, so he could do so all day. L'shchita, for shechting an animal. L'tnufa, for waving around the karbon omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach. L'hagasha, l'kmitzo, l'aktara. And these are three different things that are done with the karbon mincha that's brought. L'malika, this is the way that they shecht the bird in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not shechting it with a knife. It's where the Kohen holds the bird in a special way and then cuts the back of its neck with his thumb. Ula kabbalah, and for catching the blood of an animal after it's shechted. Ula hazaya, and for sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach. Ula ashkoya saita, and for giving a saita water to drink. This is a whole procedure that happened with a woman who maybe did an avera, and they give her special water to drink. Ula rifas ha'egla, and for cutting the neck of a calf. This is referring to what's called egla rufa. Let's say a yid is found dead outside a city, so there's a whole procedure in which the bezdin of that city, which is closest to this dead person, has to atone. They have to get a kapara for causing this person to die, and that's called an egla rufa. Ula tahara samatsaira, and for being metahara matsaira, as we mentioned in the previous parak, a matsaira who's tame goes through a whole procedure to become tahar. So all these things that we just mentioned are allowed to be done all day, and that's because by every single one of these things, it says the word yom, day, so we learn from here that they're allowed to be done all day. We're going to stop here for now, but pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav, talking about things that are allowed to be done all night, and on to parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.